Okay, so maybe we'll just, that's probably enough. I'll just finish off just now, before we go and have a cup of tea, I'll just finish off by reading out what the eight freedoms and the 10 endowments are. And we'll have a cup of tea and then come back here and reflect on them. So the unique occasion for this precious human life is having obtained the eight freedoms. So we're not a hell being, because free from extreme states of craving, not a hungry ghost, free from extremes. Sorry, the first hell being is free from extreme states of hatred, not a hungry ghost, free from extreme states of craving, not an animal, free from extreme states of ignorance, not born in the border regions. Free from lawlessness, lack of a stable society and lack of culture. Not the Scottish border regions, of course, but not born in the border regions. Not a long-lived God, free from complacency. Not holding extreme views. Not born in a period where there's no Buddha, and not stupid. So there's eight in there. So that's the freedom from that. It brings about the unique occasion in a human life. And then the right juncture is brought about by the 10 endowments. So there's overlap between them. But so there's five internal circumstances, and then there's five external events that affect me. So the internal ones are born a human being, born in the central country, not the borders, possessing enough of my senses and mental faculties to understand the Dharma, bearing no burden from previous extreme unethical behaviour, having confidence in the Buddha and in the possibility of living a spiritual life. Then external ones that affect me. A Buddha has appeared in the world. The Dharma has been taught. It's still accessible and alive as a teaching. I have come into contact with it and found a teacher. And I am capable of feeling compassion and love for the sake of others as well as for myself. So there's those eight freedoms, 10 endowments, and when those get put together with a mind capable of faith, a faithful mind that's trusting faith, longing faith, and lucid faith, then that's the basis for practice. So to me, we'll stop here, but to me that's all a very, very positive, encouraging message. And I don't know if even just hearing that list fairly kind of briefly just now, it applies to there are a lot of those that apply to us immediately. So it's immediately saying, look, you know, that we're in really good conditions to pick up the challenge of the Buddha's teaching and actually do something effective with it in our own life. So stop there, have a bit of a break, and then come back and just reflect on them a bit more deeply.